You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to, you've dialed in to, Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, where our wonderful pastor and overseer, our pastor, Apostle Thomas Robinson Jr., Pastor Teresa Robinson. I'm your host sitting in the studio today, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm delighted to be here. I'm thanking God and glad that you have tuned in. Thank God for this platform and this opportunity to bring the teaching of the word to you every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. I'm excited about the Lord and what he's doing, and I pray that you are too. I just appreciate all of our faithful listeners that tune in every day. Thank you so much. You are a blessing to our ministry, and we do pray that the word is being a blessing to you. Today, I want to talk about a hot topic. Hot topic. Yes, I do. Let's just pray really quick. Father, thank you so much. You are the creator of all. You give us all, and we're thankful to you. We just open up the broadcast with a bit of thanksgiving, honoring and acknowledging you and acknowledging those in the mission field of making Christian radio possible. Father, the station owner and staff at WWBC, we praise God for them. God, we just pray and commit this time to you. Open up our hearts, unlock our hearts. Open up our understanding, give us ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, Father, and then give us the action steps to do. Be doers of the word. Carry out what you say. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Our hot topic today is combating the spirit of fear, combating fear, combating timidity. I thank God today. We were talking about a similar subject this week, actually, in our Bible study. And before that, the Lord had brought some scriptures to my mind, and I just wanted to kind of continue in that vein. We are talking about combating the spirit of fear, combating timidity, combating anxiety, whatever the issue is, but really it's combating fear because all of it falls under fear. And I want to go to a, let's say, foundational scripture today. We know it, but we're going to read it anyway. Let's turn in our Bibles, and you're welcome to get your notepad and a pen, but turn in your Bible, 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. And it reads, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but what he has given us, he's given us power, he's given us love, he's given us a sound mind." So before we go any further into this topic of combating the spirit of fear, let's get things straight. Let's get the foundation straight. For God has not, he's not given me the spirit of fear. That does not come from God. So if we say in the scripture right here, 2 Timothy 1:7, if we say right here off the bat, God hasn't given this to me, I don't have to accept it. God has not given, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us power. Say, I have power from God. Make that decree. I decree that I have power from God. He's given us love. I declare that I have the love of God abiding in me. Because some situations will take power. Some situations will take love. All situations will take power. All situations will take love. All situations will take a sound mind.
declare with me, I have power, I have love, I have a sound mind from the Lord. That is what the Lord has given us. So when we start talking about this topic, combating the spirit of fear, combating means that we take action. Come on, action to reduce or to prevent something bad or undesirable. We take action. We can take action because God has given us power. When we have power, when we think about people in power, they make laws, they execute judgments, they make decisions, they make deals, they implement, they strategize, they conduct, whether it's business or whatever it is, meetings, whatever it is. I have power. We have the power from the Lord. God has given us power. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but what he's given us is power over a spirit of fear. He's given us love over a spirit of fear. Because the scripture also says, foundational, perfect love cast out all fear. So if you look at this, this one little scripture, God has given us everything we need packed in this scripture. I have a sound mind from the Lord. So number one, we realize today God has not given me the spirit of fear. Anything God has not given us, I can reject. You can hit the reject. You can hit the eject button. You can hit it. This isn't the minute. Come on. This isn't from God. What am I doing? Eject, reject, get out of here. And I'm going to tell you, the eject button, the reject button is in the name of Jesus. Come on. In the name of Jesus is an eject button, is a reject button. By the blood of Jesus is an eject. It's a reject button. We've got to know. We've got buttons. We've got controls. We've got power. We've got his blood. Come on. We've got his authority. We've got his name. These are eject buttons. We've got the whole 66 books of the word eject button. So when the enemy delivers unwanted packages to us, all day in the natural, come on, you get unwanted mail. Sometimes you get your neighbor's mail. Sometimes you get somebody else's magazines. Sometimes I've gotten food delivered at my door that belonged to somebody else. They got the numbers wrong and they dropped it off at my door. I've gotten UPS packages, mail packages, didn't belong to me. Have to put them back in the mailbox, put the flag up for them to send it on to the right person. The enemy tries to deliver unwanted packages, but we have got to combat fear in the name of Jesus. We've got to combat anything that presents itself to us that is not of God. We've got to learn. I do not have to receive ungodly packages. I do not have to receive ungodly packages. I do not have to receive that which is not given to me from the Lord, that which is not in alignment with the word of God, that which contradicts or comes against or opposes the word of God. The spirit of fear opposes the word of God. Every time we see scripture that the Lord wants to show us to combat the spirit of fear, he says, fear not. He always brings peace. He always says, fear not. Don't fear. Don't let your heart fear. Do not fear. No matter what the situation was, he always presented, do not fear. We must learn to combat. When we think about fear, what are you afraid of? What gets you afraid? Sometimes, to be honest, it's not that we won't experience the, let's say, emotion of fear or whatever that is. We won't experience that, you know, but what it is, we experience a lot of range of emotions, but God wants us as people of God to master our emotions. It's time to master our emotions. We teach our children, we teach them, babies, little 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, master their emotions. Children in nursery school biting people. Master, we teach them, you, honey, you got to master your emotions. You can't be biting the other little children. You're going to get kicked out of preschool. Come on. Then they get in elementary. They're hitting others. We teach them, you got to master your emotions. So fear might present itself as an emotion. We're startled. We jump. We're afraid. What is that? We hear some, but what we're trying to do is train ourselves. Come on, because we're disciples, because we're soldiers, we must train ourselves to respond like Jesus. We must train ourselves to respond with the word. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So my question was, what are we fearful of? What are we fearful of? When I think about myself, when I think of, you think about yourself, what are you fearful of? What are you afraid of? I'm afraid such and such and such is going to happen. Well, I'm afraid if I did it, such and such might happen. We talked about fear. What is the goal of fear? I'm still going to come back to what are we fearful of, but let's go on. What is the goal of fear? Fear wants to stop us. It wants to stop our momentum in God. It wants to distract, to stop, to cease momentum. You're going forward in God. He's giving you opportunities. He's using you. You might be growing by leaps and bounds and eating the word and just, you know, growing in how you think in your mind and growing in having a God perspective, growing and permitting the mind of Christ to be in you. Your language is changing. Your actions and behaviors changing. You're being filled with the character and nature of Christ. Change. And the enemy say, uh-oh, because the enemy, come on, all through the pages of scripture, we could see he tried to stop Moses. He tried to stop Jesus. He was like, I can't let him break through the earth realm. I know there's destiny upon their life. So the enemy, there's destiny. I want to say this. There's destiny upon your life and my life. There's destiny. There's purpose. There's plan of God upon our lives. He has us here, and there is an assignment given to us that we must fulfill. So here comes the enemy. He tried to stop Job. Here comes the enemy. If I could just get in there and do this and stop him. So he brings something to us to cause us to fear, to cause us to get in our emotions, and to cause us to stop the momentum of God, to stop the focus with our eyes upon God. So the goal of fear is to stop us, is to, in the Satan's goal is always kill, steal, destroy. So his ultimate MO and goal is kill, steal, destroy by stopping us, by paralyzing us, by immobilizing us, by binding us up, by causing bondage, by causing captivity. Either we're captive in our minds, we're captive in our bodies. He opposes us with fear, fear of sickness, fear of in our health, areas of that, fear in our minds, fear with our children. Fear about our jobs, fear about provision and sufficiency and supply, fear about our houses, fear, fear. The enemy is the author of fear. The enemy, it's the enemy. This is coming from the devil. This is coming from the satanic, demonic realm. Fear is not of God. He said, I did not give you a spirit of fear. Where'd you get it from? Ask yourself, where did I get all this fear from? All the lists that you have. All the lists that I have, where did you get this from? This is not of God. Get your fear list and tear it to shreds in the name of Jesus. This is not of God. He's not giving it to us. If God didn't give it, I don't have to accept it. I can refuse. I don't have to sign off on the package. I can refuse to accept anything that is not of God. So we must realize that fear will come, but how will you respond? Fear is going to come, but what is your response? We look at Jesus, Matthew 4:1-25. Jesus was tempted of the enemy. He was led of the Holy Spirit. Let me start at the beginning. He was led of the Holy Spirit to be tempted of the enemy. So we have assignments sometimes that is the Lord's leading, that we have a face-off with the enemy. Why? So we can grow. If God allows the enemy to have a time of testing with us, it's for our benefit. So we don't have to fear. We never have to fear. One thing we have to settle in ourselves, settle in our minds. God is in control. And we have to settle that so we accept and know and believe he's always in control. How come we waver? How come we go in and out of believing and knowing that God is in control when we go through something? How come we start acting like he done lost control? Well, God lost control. I didn't know he was going to do that like that. I didn't know he was going to lose control. I believed he was almighty, but why did he let this happen? He done lost control. God taking a sleep break. God on a rest break. God is always in control. And he's reminding us today, don't get it twisted. Come on, tell yourself. Tell myself, don't get it twisted. God is always in control. God is always in control in your entire whole life. In my whole life, he's always been in control. Did you endure hardships? Did you endure some stuff? Did I endure some stuff? My God, yes. Did I never want to endure that and don't want to endure it again? My God, yes. But it does not diminish who he is. It does not diminish that he is always in control. It does not diminish that he is sovereign. He is sovereign. There's nobody that takes his power. There's nobody that usurps his authority. He is sovereign. He is God. He is all powerful. He is almighty God. He is. I am that I am. He is. So we see Jesus was led of the Holy Spirit. You and I that know God and have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, Master. The Holy Spirit of God, we've received of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. We receive, he's the gift from God that comes. Jesus went back so that God would send us the Holy Spirit to be with each and every one of us individually, living in us, making his abode, not just walking on the outside with Jesus like the disciples did, but Christ has come and made his abode in me. The Father has come and made his abode in me. The Holy Spirit has come and made his abode in me, living on the inside, God inside. God inside, understand, God inside, not outside, not just over me, inside. When I, everywhere my 2 feet tread, God inside. Come on, God inside of me. Showing up in my workplace, showing up in my vehicle, showing up in my home, showing up wherever you are, in the grocery store. God inside, the Spirit of God showing up for us to manifest the power of God to the world. But we're talking about combating fear today. Let me stay on topic. Combating fear. But God has made his abode in us. So we do not fear because we know who we are. Identity check. Pull out your driver's license. Who are you? Identity check in the spirit realm. Pull out your birth certificate. I'm a son of God. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the Most High. Come on, pull out your birth certificate. I've got a new name. I am a new creation. I'm a Christ being. Come on, you're not just a human being. When you've accepted Christ, your life has been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. I used to be in another kingdom. Now I'm in the kingdom of God. I've been translated. He has moved me spiritually from one kingdom of darkness where I was serving the devil with 100%. He's translated me to the kingdom of light, the kingdom of his dear son. Come on. I'm in a new kingdom. I'm a Christ being. Christ lives in me. And I don't have to fear because God is God. That's why we can't don't have to fear. That's why we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I shall not fear. We shall not fear. We can look at so many passages of scripture in the word that talk about not fearing. Fear will come. How will you respond? Get back to Matthew 4, verses 1 through 25. And Jesus was led of the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the enemy. And the enemy brought temptations to him. The enemy will bring temptations for us to fear, opportunities for us to fear. Oh, did you hear? Look at this. So-and-so, what happened? Look at this crisis. Look at this calamity. When we look at the life of Job, crisis, calamity, bad news, bad report, children dying, losing everything. But Job, he kept that sound mind. He kept a mind that still said, I'm going to bless the Lord. I don't understand what just happened. Come on, haven't you had one of those, the whole rug got pulled out from under you moments? Everything was stable and on an even keel, and the whole rug got pulled out. Everything went up in the air. Everything went chaotic. Yet will we be confident in the Lord? Yet will we trust in the Lord? What is our response when the temptation or the opportunity or the trial bringing an opportunity to fear comes? Will we remain steadfast? Declare, I have power. Declare, I have love. Declare, I have a sound mind from God. Declare, I will remain steadfast. I will remain consistent. Come on, I'm buckling up in the armor of God. Ephesians 6. Put on the whole armor of God, for we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Put on the armor. Arm ourselves, soldier. I've never seen a soldier report for duty, report for the battlefield out of uniform. God has given us a spiritual uniform, and it's called the armor of God. Put on your armor. Put on your helmet of salvation. What are you doing out here, soldier, naked? Get your armor on. Put on your breastplate of righteousness. Put on the belt of truth. Put your feet into the shod with the shoes of the gospel of peace. Get your shield of faith out. Faith, faith, combat the enemy, extinguishes fiery darts. The enemy is shooting darts, not just plain darts, fiery darts. But when they hit the faith in the word of God, when they hit the faith of what God has said, when we resist him, when we combat and resist, when we take action and reduce and prevent something bad, when we legislate, because he's called us to legislate. Christ didn't just come and die and be resurrected that we would fail to legislate, but he came to restore and give us back our dominion, original assignment from the garden. He came back to restore what had been taken, lost. When Adam lost to the enemy's deception, it had been taken, but Christ, by one man, we lost it all. By the man Jesus Christ, we were restored. I'm restored. I don't have to fear. Adam was afraid. Remember in Genesis, it says, after sin, after he had fallen, he said, I hurt you and I was afraid. So me and my wife hid. Come out of hiding, I declare in Jesus' name. The people of God come out of hiding. The people of God come out of fear in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're standing on the word today. We're combating fear with the word. We're holding our spiritual ground. We're standing our spiritual ground in knowing who we are. I told you, pull out your driver's license, check your ID. Not only does it have your name, you can put in your mind mentally, Christ being. I'm who this driver's license say. I live where this driver's license say I live. I'm this age. I'm this height. I'm this weight. But I'm also a Christ being. They're not putting that on there, but you can think it about it. Think about it yourself. You can put it in there. I'm a Christ being. Christ lives in me. I am filled with the Spirit of God. I do not fear because of who he is. It's not because of you and I. Let me get that straight. It's not because of you and I. It's because of who we have living on the inside. For back to our foundational scripture. For God has not. Just flipping back, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear and timidity. He's not given us either one of those, but he's given us power. He's given us love. He's given us a sound mind. He's given us self-discipline. He's given us a sound mind that should be stayed on him. Isaiah 26:3, thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. We've got to keep our mind stayed on him. We've got to keep ourselves filled up with the word. We've got to know who we are in Christ. We've got to be assured of our identity. So when fear pops its head up, just like you go to the fair and you take that hammer and you hit the weasel when it pops up, that's how we're going to do. We're going to open up our mouths and we're going to decree and speak forth the word of God. We're going to cancel the assignment of the enemy against us. Wherever he's trying to touch, wherever he's trying to encroach, wherever he's trying to steal. Remember, steal, kill, destroy. He has no legal right because Jesus gave it back to us. Jesus won that back for us. So now it's up to us to resist and combat the enemy and to walk in what Christ has won. Fear is not of God. Fear is not from God. Fear will come. I pray that we will respond like Jesus. It's written. Use the word like a hammer. Use the word to defeat the enemy. Use the word. The scripture says in James, I believe 4:7, that we are to resist the enemy and he will flee. We resist with the word of God. We stand our ground and we just pound and we just pound and we just come back. It's written. And when we don't know what to say, Google, what does the scripture say about fear? Google, what does the scripture say about faith? I pray that this radio broadcast has been a blessing to you. I pray that your mind, Romans 12:2, is renewed. Number one, that you're a Christ being, that you know who you are in Christ, and that you know, 2 Timothy 1:7, God is not giving me the spirit of fear, and that you would overthrow fear in your life today with the word of God. God bless you and keep you. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds, Victory International Praise Ministries. We pray that the word blessed you, and we hope to see you when you tune in again next time. In Jesus' name,
praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today, and if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God bless.